If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, for our weekly scam and spam warnings. Good morning, Steve. Let's see. Why don't we talk first about something that I think a lot of us think about. You get all this junk email, and they give you an opportunity to cancel, and you see that click to cancel, and you wonder, is that really going to cancel, or is this some sort of fake thing? What's the deal on that, Steve?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, about the free trials, we see that a lot with free trial subscriptions. When you sign up for something for a free trial and then you get stuck into purchasing the thing every month, something comes in the mail for you for free trials. So just be careful when you look at those free trials, when you click to cancel, because you want to make sure that you click. It's a reputable organization, first of all, and then secondly, if you're clicking on the link, make sure you're clicking those links that you started a free trial on, so you're getting all this information and you're getting all these products.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep track of them because they're subscription based services, and they use tactics to continue billing you, and then you can't cancel it. And you try to even go to your credit card company, Bob, and they kind of say you authorize them to charge your account every month. And you got to go within their cancellation period. So be careful of those free offers, free trials, because they end up being subscriptions, Bob.
A federal appeals court blocked a new rule that would have forced businesses to make it easier to cancel unwanted subscriptions and memberships. So this doesn't sound like good news for consumers, does it?
No, it's not, Bob. As well, the FTC tried to help consumers in this aspect by forcing companies to tell you that you're part of a subscription, and then you can click to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it was just struck down, unfortunately. But it's really there to help protect consumers because they get into these long-term deals and contracts that they didn't mean to sign up for. They just thought it was free, Bob. And
right.
Sometimes nothing's free in today's world. So just be careful on those free trials because sometimes they end up going on longer than you anticipated, and you can't fight it with your credit card company as you used to.
I'm reading about the Better Business Bureau poll, and this was interesting. We really value a company's reputation, and sometimes we look at that more than the price of something, don't we?
We do, Bob. Fortunately, consumers are really out there looking at companies, making sure they're saying what they're doing what they're going to say they're due. So trust and reputation are top priorities. The Better Business Bureau just issued a recent poll, and 55% of consumers rank trust and reputation as the number one factor in selecting a service provider, followed by quality work at 28%, online review ratings at 11%, and price only trailed at 6%. So price is not everything. The value of the project and the trust of the person doing it is most important. That's why it's so important, Bob, to check out companies with the Better Business Bureau and other organizations before giving your hard-earned money. There's so much out there, Bob. And years ago, we didn't have all this information. Now we have so much information consumers need to know ahead of time.
And consumers can nominate companies. Tell us about the Better Business Bureau 2025 Torch Awards.
And we're very excited, Bob. We're opening up our 29th annual Torch Award nomination process for companies who do it right. So many times we talk about businesses, they're unscrupulous or scammers, but there's a lot of great businesses out there like your advertisers and other great organizations. We want you to nominate a deserving business, and businesses can submit their own entry as well. It's really the Torch Awards, the Better Business Bureau's highest honor, giving to demonstrate the companies that really have the highest ethical standards toward customers, employees, and communities as well, Bob. So if you have a great company you know about, go to bbb.org/Chicago Buzz, nominate a company, or if you're a business yourself and you want the Torch Awards, please submit an application as well. It's our 29th annual.
Yes, there are some good businesses. And then you have the case of the Displains man who lost $32,000 in a crypto scam. How did this happen?
What happened again? Displains got hit again. So the Displains police issued a warning. A consumer was talking to somebody on WhatsApp communication service, and the stranger or scammer claimed to have years of experience in investment. The victim felt they were liable. They didn't do any research. Over a few weeks, the consumer sent in money, and then they were showing they were making so much money on their investments. and the investments keep going up, but it was just a scam. There was no investments. They took the money and ran. When they try to get some money out of it, they realize that there was nothing there. So anybody promise you investment, Bob, calling out of the blue or just meeting somebody, that's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
And before we let you go today, Steve, let's warn people again about what happens too often when a new online friend asks you for money.
Yeah, it happens all the time, Bob. If a new online friend asks you for money, the odds are it is a scam. The FTC just issued a warning, and the Better Business Bureau has issued many warnings. Scammers create fake profiles and pretend to be somebody they're not. Maybe it's a businessman or even a service member or something like that, and they become your friend. They groom you for a while, and then you start trusting them. There's always a reason they need money. It could be on a dating app, or it could be something like that. They want you to wire them money. You know, like through Western Union or MoneyGram or something like that, or even send gift cards. Again, somebody calling you out of blue, or is this somebody you never met in person or just befriended you? Please don't fall for it, especially online, because there's so many fake profiles out there.
Yeah.
You can do reverse image search of the person's profile picture, and you'll see it's associated with other organizations.
Be careful out there. Appreciate the warnings. Until next week, thank you, Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau. Have a good one, Steve.
You too, Bob. Thank you.